Sea Alaska Heritage Institute has asked a California-based self-described shaman not to come to Juneau. SHI recently learned about the shaman and his company, Dance of the Deer Foundation, and claims his retreats exploit and appropriate the spiritual practices of Native people. KTOO's Scott Burton has more.
This music is from a promotional Dance of the Deer video called Alaska, A Living Dream. The company's owner, Brant Secunda, wears his signature dark felted cowboy hat as he leads his clients through Juneau. They're sitting on a beach with the Chilkat Mountains in the distance, hiking, and visiting Nugget Falls at the Mendenhall Glacier. Here's Secunda from Shamanism TV, another video on his website.
By going on a shamanic journey into the Nerika, you find your life and you find your connection to a hidden universe, or to what we might say the sky world, or we might say you feel a connection to Mother Earth and all that lives on Mother Earth.
While he's originally from New Jersey, Secunda journeyed to Mexico, Carlos Castaneda-like, when he was 18 and met a man named Don Jose Matsua. Secunda says a 12-year apprenticeship followed. According to his advertisements, the 9-day retreat will be the 24th annual in Alaska, but it just hit Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's radar a few weeks ago. Since then, SHI President Rosita Wuerl sent Secunda two letters, one asking them not to come here, and
we also, you know, are not adverse to people wanting to seek religious enlightenment or teachings. We absolutely support that, but we do not believe in the exploitation of our spiritual beliefs and our practices. Our shamans go on a spiritual quest. They acquire spirits. Those spirits then help the shaman protect the welfare of their clan.
Charging for shamanistic practices is where Wuerl says the exploitation comes in. Dance of the Deer is charging up to $3,865 for the retreat. In a recent letter responding to SHI from Dance of the Deer's management team, they cite Juneau's cost of living as an explanation for the high price and add that some years it loses money. Their website says proceeds from all their activities go to Secunda's mentor's people, the Huichols. Dance of the Deer would not provide documentation to verify this or make Secunda or anyone with the organization available for interview. And we couldn't find public tax documents showing that Dance of the Deer Foundation is a foundation in the sense of an IRS-recognized tax-exempt charity. However, a filing with the Santa Cruz County Clerk identifies Dance of the Deer Foundation as a business alias for Secunda, meaning he is the sole owner.
We don't need someone like him to speak on behalf of ourselves.
Silao Valadez is a yarn painter from the region in Mexico where Secunda says he learned about shamanism. He uses the indigenous name of his people, Wirarica, rather than the colonial name, Huichol. And he comes from a lineage of medicine people, what some call shamans.
I know that a lot of the people that might have the right intentions to go to these ceremonies, you know, we need people that are conscious about this knowledge, and we need people to learn this knowledge. But I think it has to be on a proper way where the people, which is us, that are direct descendants of this tradition, should have a voice and not have someone that is just dressed up like us trying to represent us.
In addition to a non-indigenous person appropriating his culture, he agrees with Rosita Wuerl about profit.
So when you combine money in between healing, you know, it might pollute the whole situation, you know, because you can never sell ceremonies.
In addition to locations in the Bahamas, Patagonia, New Zealand, Greece, and Italy, Secunda continues to advertise his June retreat in Juneau and has not responded to SHI's latest letter. In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.
You can see copies of the letters from both SHI and Dance of the Deer Foundation and links to the videos at ktoo.org.